Hello, it's Saturday, December the 9th. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Gore Grains. I'm your host this week, Jeffrey Guy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. Dolores and I were up the last couple days of this week at the Ontario Agribusiness Association annual meeting. Lots of interesting speakers. She's off gallivanting now for the weekend, and so I'm doing the podcast by myself. So let's see what happened to the markets this week. Corn was flat. Soybeans gave back $7 in this year's crop. Spring wheat was pretty flat. Winter wheat was the star of the week. Wasn't that something to say that wheat prices were the star? Winter wheat was up like $11 here in old crop. $5 for next year. Our exchange rate is remaining range bound. Oil prices pulled back this week, which that actually was a negative for corn and soybeans because it made ethanol and biodiesel worth a little bit less. So oil prices are back near that $70 per barrel range for West Texas crude instead of $80 here. So let's see what affected the markets this week. Rain in Brazil and parts of central Brazil were dry, and they're getting some much needed rain last weekend, even this week, and in the forecast. So that's seen as very positive for soybean growth for this year's crop, even some of the corn that's being grown. And then it's also positive for the safrinha corn crop, which comes after the soybeans get harvested there in the new year. So that was negative, and soybean prices pulled back. Like, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about how soybean meal and soybean oil were supporting the soybean market. Now soybeans have just been giving back the last few weeks. So here we closed at $588 a ton. Wasn't that long ago we were at like 630, 640 range. So soybeans have given back a bunch. They're still looking for a good big crop in Brazil, and this growing season. Argentina's bounced back from where they were last year, and They've been bleeding. Still some positives in that market going forward, though. One of the big positives this week and why wheat prices rallied was that China purchased soft red winter wheat from the U.S. So a week ago, this was rumored that this was happening again. And we think back, it was like a month ago or so, we were talking about China making a few purchases. But they announced sales on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week out of the U.S. to China. So China has already now purchased more wheat this year than they did all of last year from the U.S. And we're only like months into the marketing year. So that seems really positive. So like, how big will that demand from China be? The thing is about China, we never know how their crops are. They don't like to tell us. They're the Western world. And even when they do, we never know if what they're telling is true or not. So really good, a good show for wheat that China has stepped up here. U.S. exports have been very slow the last couple of years, really, and this is a real good sign for the U.S. soft red winter wheat. So if we just think back here a little bit, it was on two Mondays ago here that corn and wheat, everything was hitting low prices, new marketing lows for the year. Wheat rallied the end of the previous week for a few days based on Chinese rumors. And then this week on the actual sales, it rallied. Unfortunately, the end of the week here on Friday, wheat pulled back about 10 cents a bushel, which, you know, $4 a ton. And I said here, wheat was up $11. So it was up more than that this week. It's unfortunate everything pulled back on Friday, but still a very positive week for wheat. My little notes here I'm putting, is the bottom in for this market? That's always a question that we have. Like, can prices go any lower? Prices can always go lower. But have we reached the bottom for this market? In both the corn and wheat markets, managed money has been holding a very large short position. And that's a short position is when they're gambling on prices to go lower. Now, if we've reached the bottom, they have to liquidate these positions, and that helps prices to rally. So that could be in both the corn and the wheat, but especially in the wheat market here with China stepping up. And if China can become a little more of a steady purchaser, that's a real positive sign for winter, especially winter wheat. So Friday, there was the monthly USDA WASDE report. The December report is historically not a real major market changer, and it stayed the course this year. They didn't really change their numbers too much, didn't play with the U.S. numbers hardly at all. They they decreased production a little bit in South America, but not anything to move the markets. So the old saying goes is that they just kind of push it down the line for maybe for next month. The January report is historically a much larger report. It has the final yield numbers for the previous year here in there for the U.S. harvest. So that's always a potential market changer. And this year, with the crops getting bigger in the U.S. the last few reports, the old saying goes that a big crop gets bigger, and that's probably the first thoughts for the January report is that yield numbers will go up. But that January report, the USDA has been known to really surprise and really, really make the markets move one way or the other. And hopefully that report will come in with a little bit lower yield and make the markets move higher. But who's to know? Thing is, for this week, the USDA report was really much ado about nothing, and we just carry on. So locally, the harvest, it's definitely been held up with the snow that came last weekend. Hoping for some warmer weather, possibly some rain to get rid of the snow off the corn so people can finish up. Patience right now, I guess, is the thing. Patience is a virtue, and I guess that's what we need to before we can fill it up or finish up the corn harvest. Eastern Ontario, not much of a basis change in prices this week. There are some exports being made, on, especially on the soybean side, but the buyers aren't being aggressive. You know, we're Ontario, we're dealing, you really think here in Eastern Ontario too, most people had some very, very strong crops. Soybeans were strong acres. We think we're maybe up some. There's lots of soybeans there out for the export market to handle, to take. And on the corn side too, there's lots and lots of corn out there. So the exporters haven't been real aggressive with prices, but they're still finding enough crops to fill up their boats. And I guess the talk is there's a few boats being filled this week out of this coming week out of the Port of Johnstown on the soybean side. Locally, you know, our elevator, we have lots of room left for wet corn. I tell everybody we're in the yes business. Yes, we'll take your corn. Yes, we'll find room for it. We have room for it. If you have dry corn to move, give us a call. We're moving lots of direct ship dry corn for people. We're done accepting wet soybeans at the elevator now. Cleaned out the dryer. And so that's the wet soybean side is over. Hopefully all the soybean harvest is done. I think POJ is still taking, the Port of Johnstown is still taking some wet soybeans this week. If you have any to move, give us a call. So really this week was, corn was nondescript. Soybeans now are doing what wheat did for months, just kind of fading away some. So like corn actually had a few up days, but then pulled back so to end up being even. Soybeans have just been fading away, and wheat's been the market rally the last couple weeks. I have to smile when I say that. Wheat has been the market strength the last couple weeks. Strange, strange, strange. So anyhow, if you have any market questions, I said there earlier about Dolores and I were away at the OABA conference. Some very interesting speakers about artificial intelligence and how it can work in the ag sector, how we deal with Generation Z employees, co-workers. For an old fellow like me, it's a, I guess I was supposed to be an eye-opener, be listening to things. Don't know if Dolores will think I did or not, but some very interesting speakers. Another one talked about how the Western world, specifically Canada, has dealt with China and the trade things through the years, and how our government has blown it time after time. Hard not to agree with that speaker. So anyhow, very interesting conference. Try to see what we can take into play in the markets going forward for this. So Anyhow, everybody have a great day, great weekend, great week. We'll talk to you again next Friday. It's, what are we now, 15, 16 sleeps till Christmas. Have a good one. Bye for now.